So on Christmas, I talked about what it means to come home to the church on the solemnity of Holy Family last Sunday. I talked about what it means to create a home in the image and likeness of the Holy Family of Mary, of Joseph, and of Jesus. And today I would like to talk about what it means to see on the Epiphany of the Lord Jesus Christ. The solemnity of Epiphany is actually part of the trifold theophany. It's a fancy word meaning the divine revelation of the Son of God to humanity. The first theophany, or the first revelation, was Christmas. Today is the second, when Jesus revealed himself to the Magi, or the wise men who sought him. And the third one is going to be at his baptism of the Lord, which is next Sunday, which we will celebrate, which will kickstart the ordinary time. So the threefold theophany, or the revelation of Jesus Christ to those who sought him, teaches us what it means to seek Christ and to see Christ in the ordinariness of life. Everybody saw the stars, but how many of them actually set out on a course journey to sought the newborn king? The Magi had to take a lot of courage to let go of everything that they have known, to leave the civilized world in order to seek the newborn king. And before the day of GPS, before the day of service stations, before the day of highway, before the days of like highway signs and all the instruction that we have, they really set out on a journey, really trusting in the star that will guide them. Take a lot of trust. Have you ever been hiking, especially in the evening, when your phone stopped working and go like, oh shoot, where am I? I'm scared, right? So we have to backtrack or learn how to find ways to go back, because the path is not always clear, right? And imagining the wise men set out on a journey to a distant land to search for this king that they haven't known, but they saw his star and they trusted in that sign and they followed him. If you've ever been to a pilgrimage in the Holy Land before, you and I will know the place where the Lord Jesus was born is literally a cave underneath. And in order to descend to where Jesus was born, you and I have to walk down to a cave. And then there's now an altar set there, and there's a little star, and it's set in Latin, "Here the Savior of the world was born." And as a pilgrim, you and I can kneel down and kiss that star. But see how humbling our Savior was, that he was born not in the palace, not in the place where everyone else with power, with prestige, with control, or with any type of dignity would like to be born. He was born in a very simple place so that people who truly seek the simplicity and the genuine faith and love that is grounded in hope could find him. And the wise men saw that, and they took a lot of courage in order to find a newborn king. So we have to ask ourselves, are we wise enough to see the presence of God in our own lives? Let me ask you again, are we wise enough to see the presence of God in our own lives? Or are we too blind by our worries, by our self-pities, or by what other people want us to see? In the day and age of social media, I see a lot of young people, especially the airmen and guardians out at Vandenberg, they keep telling me, "Chaplains, my life is not perfect because I don't have enough likes, or I don't have enough views, or I don't have enough followers, or my life is not like these people, chaplains. My life is miserable." Please, whatever you see on social media, it's not real. Please, let me tell you this, okay? Don't compare yourself with social media. It's not real. whatever that 10-second clip that they're trying to show the world to clickbait or try to reel you in, not real. So to live your life thinking that, oh no, my life is miserable, oh, my life is pitiful, or my life isn't like like these people, please, you're chasing after vanities that are not real. There's only facade. So to be able to see reality as it is, it's really important to see beyond the facade, to see beyond the shallowness, beyond the vanity, and see the person for who he or she is important. To see God in the present moment, in the relationship, and in the other is really important. It takes not only our physical sight, but also our spiritual sight to see God who is there. Seeing is important. And to see God who is present there is more important so that we can learn from what God had to teach us. And today, for the solemnity of the Epiphany, I would like to share with you the one person who have taught me to see the true faith of whom I am today as a Catholic. And that's what my paternal grandmother, she was blind, so physically she could not see. My grandmother was blind. She couldn't see. And there was a time when my father was imprisoned by the communists, and my mom was newly wed to him, and she didn't have a lot of money. And every month she tried to scrape as little as she had left over, trying to survive by herself after the Vietnam War, trying to visit him. My grandmother would always call my mother, who was at that time was not a Catholic, she was a Buddhist at that time. She would call my mother in, and my grandmother would always take out the little money that she saved throughout the month and said, "Child, take this, go visit your husband. Buy him something nourishing." My mother told me that story over and over and over again. Because during the time when she struggled, during the times when she had no one else to turn to, during the time when she was waiting for her husband, who was unjustly imprisoned by the communists, and waiting, not knowing what's going to happen, she saw the kindness of God through my own grandmother. My grandmother didn't see, but her charity saw that God is working much more. And my own mother told me, one of the real reasons why she became Catholic is because she saw the kindness and the love of God expressed through my own grandmother, who was blind. My grandmother could see, even though she was blind. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we see the dignity and see the value that we have in each other through the eyes of God, not just the eyes of this world. To truly see how much we can bless each other and help each other, not based on the quantity, but based on the quality of love. My mother, when she was waiting for my father, she began to go to the Marian Grotto as a Redemptorist monastery, and she would pray for his return every day. And even though she wasn't a Catholic at that time, she began to hear the Mass being said over the loudspeaker and Mass being said in the monastery. And as a very simple person, she came to the Marian Grotto praying to Mary, because my grandmother taught her that. And then slowly hearing the Mass being said over the speaker, that brought her to the faith. So my grandmother already planted that seed of faith in my own mother, and through many trials and hardship, my own mother have chosen to become Catholic by her own free will. My mother, if you ever test her on a catechism test, she will fail. My mother, if you test her about like any catechism of the church, she'll fail. She'll fail miserably. My mother's faith is so simple, and she mixes up terms all the times. And sometimes as a priest, I get frustrated. I go like, Mom, you know, this is supposed to be that, you know? So sometimes it gets a little bit frustrating that my mother's faith is so simple. But my mother's faith is based on this one simple foundation, that God was faithful to her in her time of need. God is faithful. That's all my mother ever know. Why she is a Catholic today is that she understands deep within her own self that God is faithful. During the times when she had no one else to turn to, when she was going through so many trials and hardship, she found the faithfulness of God. And that's why she became Catholic. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we overcomplicate our relationship and our faith. And I'm asking you to deepen your faith each day. But we oftentimes create obstacles that instead of enriching our own faith, make us doubt in God's goodness and His faithfulness to us. At the end of the day, are we able to see God and His presence and His working in our lives? Or are we seeing other things and think that God is an obstacle to my freedom, to what I want to do? Are we seeing God as an obstacle? Or are we seeing Him as someone who's faithful to me? What are we seeing? Are we seeing from the eyes of the world or with the eyes of faith? Are we truly seeing God as He is and able to see people's goodness and who they are deep from within? Or are we stuck in the shallowness of this world? The Magi saw and they left everything to seek the King of the universe. If we see how much God really loves us, my brothers and sisters, we would risk everything to love Him. This is what it means to be Catholic. This is what it means to believe. This is what it means to have faith. This is what it means to let go of our own comfort zone and embark on a journey of loving Christ for the rest of our lives.